Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Okay, we're getting ready to battle it out with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Y'all, don't build me up.
This is 2 days in a row of contests we're just set up to fail at.
Well, let's
do this. Celebrity baby name challenge.
All right. Well, that I knew. That was golden on that.
Instead of us competing individually, let's just compete Kelly against the rest of us.
No, because I find myself to be a pretty good boy band.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to boy bands, you know, since Backstreet Boys.
I'm just trying to pick
it up. A little bit of One Direction, but my daughter, being the rebel, refuses to like One Direction.
Yeah. That's weird.
So I don't get to listen to it as
Truthfully,
much as I'd like.
Al, I think you and I are the weak links here. This is probably the genre I think I rehearse the least.
I could be a cheerleader.
Al, you might know some.
Maybe play.
Don't
you never
know. Do boys be girls?
Are Boys to Men considered a boy band?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think so.
Okay. So like
New Kids. New Edition. There's some old school. Then
what
there's
about
some
the
Blackstreet.
And then there's some 2000.
Yeah, Blackstreet.
No, they're kind of more like young groups, like when they were younger.
That voice right there is executive producer Mikey.
And so what we did, we're going to be playing Lyrically Challenged.
His mic's too loud.
We came up with a really creative way of determining your order.
Those are tiny balls.
Yeah, from Toys R Us.
That's what she said.
We made a really, really advanced bingo system here.
Oh, cool. Who's that?
Let's see. We just need one more to determine order. Here we go.
That is so cool.
So first is going to be Big Al. You'll always be number one. Jenna will always be number two.
All right.
Kelly will always be number three. And JC is always number four.
Jenna is always number two.
I'm always number two. But I'm happy now because last time I think I had to follow Kelly. This time I get to follow Al. So that's better.
Okay.
You know why you're number two, Jenna.
Why? Because
you're the two.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's what that means.
All right, so here we go. This is a sample. I'm just going to play it for everybody who's listening, who's never heard Lyrically Challenged before. We play a song like this. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. And then somebody has to, if it's your turn, you have to say the name. Finish the lyric.
That's those,
One Direction.
Isn't that One Direction? Okay.
Yeah, finish the lyric.
The
anybody?
Wait, finish the lyric?
No,
just finish the lyric.
Why are we numbered if we're just calling out our name?
No, we're not calling our name.
I'm in the number.
So Al would go first.
This is Al's song.
I thought you said call it a name.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, okay. This is Al's song.
Just a sequence.
Okay.
Let me hear it again.
Oh, like it makes a difference.
You make it nobody.
Okay.
You don't know.
Let's just go ahead. You don't know you're beautiful.
Come on, this
scale
is fun.
Of one
Let's go.
To ten.
No,
how
I'm
bad
in.
Is this gonna fail?
This is gonna be awesome.
I'm all in.
Here we go.
I'm
first round. Al's first.
All right.
This is Lyrically Challenged boy bands, and you have to finish this lyric when it stops.
Okay. Kelly, are you ready?
He might have a chance with this one.
Now I'm
oh my God!
I can't even understand what he's saying.
All right, somebody can steal.
I love Jackson 5.
JC.
Don't get me wrong.
Nah.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the guy. Let me hear it again.
Yeah. Now I'm a
anybody?
A B C. I mean, it's not. It's something
now
else, and then it goes to the chorus. A B C.
That's the correct answer.
Okay, here we go.
I hate algebra.
I can't tell what they're saying. I've known that song all my life.
I still don't know the words.
Mike's voice is so high pitched in that song.
All right, so Jenna, you are number two. Are you ready for your song? Lyrically Challenged. You got this, girl.
Nope.
Here we go.
I don't know. JC, that's incorrect.
So we started a group and here we are kicking it just for you.
Yes! JC's on the board.
I mean, I know Motown.
I am so
sorry. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's actually and he said so.
Yeah.
My bad.
Hometown Philly.
I mean, it's going to be a 0-0 game if you don't let me know.
I have a feeling the score is going to be 1-0
And now the queen.
This
Kelly,
this is
queen of pop culture.
Designed for you.
I've not known one of them.
We've been claiming you're the Spain of the World Cup.
And I'm flat out telling you, I don't know these lyrics.
All right, here we go. This is Kelly's turn. Lyrically challenged boy bands, finish this lyric.
Oh, come on.
Dance until the break of dawn.
That
does rhyme.
Anybody want to steal?
I don't know.
Is it a repeat of the first one? I mean,
you got the right stuff,
sure.
Baby. You're the reason why I sing this song.
You're the reason why I sing this song.
That was after my boy band.
Okay.
You're the reason why I sing this song again.
That was the lyric.
That was the lyric.
Oh, that was
it.
Yeah.
We didn't want to play like the whole thing.
Clearly, Al's paying attention.
So this might just be one round.
I'm just challenged.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily lyrically challenged.
All right,
so
that's it, right? JC wins?
JC's...
Hold on, I haven't got
this. All right. Chance. This is awesome.
I've never heard this song in my life.
You never heard this? You never heard Cool It Now?
Never heard it.
Is that Ralph Tresvant?
It's a new edition, right?
New edition.
Never heard that song in my entire life.
Is that Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown and all the boys, new edition.
No.
All right, this was the old school round.
Are we going new school next?
We're going to keep playing.
So, do you guys want the round with LFO, All for One, Hanson, and 98 Degrees?
Yes!
Or do you want the round with Jonas Brothers, O-Town, The Wanted, and NSYNC?
Oh, man.
Play the Jeopardy thing. Let
both
me
of
think
those.
On this.
Neither? No. Let's do the first one, right? With O-Town.
Oh,
you know,
let's see.
I'm happy letting JC have
it. I want LFO.
The fact that I've heard a lot of songs and I don't know the words, so I've never heard that last song in my life.
You've never heard that? I've heard it, but I just mummed to it.
It was when they just, like, New Edition. That's you were probably really young.
No, I know, but
yeah, that's like a first. That's a first group
I
chauffeured
songs.
When
I've
I was driving.
I've never even heard it.
That was like one of their biggest hits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
all right, let's
sorry.
Do this.
All right, come
we'll
on.
We'll do one more, and this is for the championship of the world.
Okay.
Not a whole round, one song.
Well, JC's already ahead. One to nothing.
I know, but that's
this is for all
wipe
the
it clean. Oh, this is world championship.
This is a super. This is the World Cup right here.
Yeah, 0-0 starting from scratch. One song determines the winner.
Kelly, are you ready?
Come on.
All right.
Are you ready? And you just got to sing it to the top of your lungs. Are you ready?
Who's up?
Ow.
It's everybody at the same time.
Oh, man.
Whoever does it first.
Mike, my name's Al. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
This is not one of my best. Go ahead. Let's
no, this is for everybody.
Come on.
All at the same time.
Come on, karaoke
ready.
King.
Hush.
Set.
All the loneliness has always been a friend of mine. I'm leaving my life in your hands.
And I don't care.
Doesn't really matter. No.
If you're black or white.
First person.
As long as you're here with me.
You're not singing it in order, and it's out of I don't know.
What?
It's not in order. Start at the beginning of the song.
All the loneliness has always been a friend of mine. I'm leaving my life in your hands.
Now I'm in the problem, I'm a lying.
I know. I don't care
who you are.
That's the chorus.
Where you're from.
What is it?
What you did as long as you love me.
Nobody?
No.
Leaving my life in your hands.
Here we go.
Here it is.
People say I'm crazy and that I am blind. Risking it all in a man.
That's probably the only line of the song I don't know.
Yeah, I
never... For some reason.
So one more grand championship of the whole world.
Okay, here we go.
No, just stop. It's awful.
No, we got to find out who wins, Kelly.
You won.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish.
She's been gone since that summer.
No, because girls stay fly in the summer. She's been gone?
She's been gone.
I thought it was girls stay fly.
What's your final
Maybe
answer,
Maybe you're in
JC?
A different round.
Because she, well, you go with...
What's your final
they
answer?
Already, they already dinged you correct.
I'm going.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer.
That's what would be great at this game, Psycho Shannon.
You know what? I'm mad at y'all. We went out and got a bingo machine from Toys R Us for
$10. Hold on. Can you play the O-Town one?
Yeah.
JC wants to
play.
Are
you trying to show off now?
Yeah. I want to see if I know that one.
Is this your winner's swan song?
I want to see if you know.
I apologize to the production people. I know y'all put a lot of work into
it. It was only about 3 hours.
Yeah. I know you did. Trey, Greg, Griggles, and the other dude over there.
You guys have seen that we are decent Ryan. With lyrics.
Yeah. Can I hear O-Town?
Can we just pray for Rich from LFO real quick?
You know I'd fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you. Now I want the best of you.
I don't care.
Show and tell. Because I want it all.
Shannon wins. Okay.
That's incorrect, Shannon.
Oh,
that's incorrect.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you're
my goodness.
Jerk face.
That's incorrect.
I was probably headed in the right direction and Shannon messed it up.
I think you were actually.
Play it again, Mike. You can't even get it.
Shannon.
You know I'd fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair, because I want it all.
There you go.
I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair.
Yeah.
Champion of the world is JC!
Wait. Can we do Jonas Brothers now?
No.
I think you're going to have everybody else beat you up.
Okay. Can't do Jonas Brothers?
Well done, JC.
You didn't have any in sync?
JC just wants
we
to play.
We did.
Blake, JC and Shannon
should
back
do this.
I went and practiced yesterday after I heard we were going to
do y'all did great. Y'all, the production people that y'all don't hear on the radio, y'all did awesome.
I practiced
for
nothing.
That was so well put together, and I commend you for the hours that you put into that particular
however,
segment right there.
What?
However. However.
What else?
They're never playing that again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That concludes
maybe.
That.
Okay.
I do apologize.
Fix us. I don't know how we can fix us.
I do apologize.
Next week, it's Lyrically Challenged, Millie Jackson edition.
Oh, Al knows those for sure.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here to promote his comedy concert called The Fluffy Movie, which is in theaters July 25th. Mi mejor amigo, Gabriel Iglesias.
Hey.
You showing off again.
En inglés, por favor.
No, it's puro español.
That's funny. Here to promote. I couldn't just be here to visit, huh? Here to hang out.
Right.
Are
right.
you visiting?
He's here to whore himself out
for, yeah.
for his fluffer movie.
Yeah. We're all whoring ourselves out a little bit. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. This is cool, man. You guys got the TV and radio. It's like you got to actually put on makeup before you walk in.
We're multitasking.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo on that, apparently.
Yeah. Not
oh, damn, Kelly.
Did you get a little plug going?
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm good.
Well, they gave us this, you know, all this information on you about Fluffy, and I thought this was a joke. So I tested it to see if it was a joke. It said if you Google Fluffy, it's you, and then it's a bunch of bunnies. And I Googled it, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. How do you do that?
You come up first, and then three or four down is a bunny.
I've been branding the Fluffy name for over 15 years.
Yeah.
I caught on early that, you know what, there was something there. And I just went with it because I used to get upset when I'd say the joke and then people would come up to me afterwards and they wouldn't say, great job, Gabriel. They would say, hey, good job, Fluffy. And I'm like, really? I said six times. I said Fluffy once, but Fluffy's what stuck.
Yeah.
And so after a while of getting tired of being upset over it, I just embraced it. And I started marketing myself that way where I'm always the big guy with the Hawaiian shirts and I'm Fluffy. And so
you're recognizable.
Yeah, everything has. And see, that's a problem too. A lot of entertainers, they keep changing their looks before they become famous. And it's like you need to have a level of consistency. You need to be able to market yourself. You need to be able to brand yourself. If you got a good product, who's going to find out about it unless you sell it the right way?
Preach it, brother.
You wouldn't do the Puff Daddy thing and change your name to Fluff one day.
You know what? I could do it. I could do it now just because now people know who
it's
Fluff
theirs.
Is.
Right.
But back then, no. I mean, you got to get yourself to a point where everyone knows who you are, and then you can pull that move.
Well, you've got a contest where people can go on online and demand the Fluffy movie come to your town, and you're going to give them a personal appearance, whoever gets the most votes. What does that personal appearance mean? You show up to the screening?
I show up to the screening. I hang out. I'll take selfies, buy everybody hot dogs and popcorn.
Cool.
Oh, there's food
that's
involved?
Really?
Too. Oh, yeah.
I want to go with you.
I do a regular thing where it's called Fluffy Fan Appreciation Day, and I'll go out and I'll do something crazy. Like I'll invite 300 people to breakfast, and I'll buy everybody pancakes, and we'll hang out and take pictures, or you know, go to a car wash and pay for everybody's car wash, or
that's
or
great.
Just hang out at the mall or something, buy hot dogs. I mean, it's just random stuff like that. So the fact that I get to apply this to the movie, this is great. I got no problem going to the movies.
Not many people do that.
Not a lot of people care about their fans.
No.
You know, everybody just wants to get their money and get the hell out.
Yeah.
I plan on being around a minute.
Do you remember the very first joke you told on stage?
I was 10 years old. I told a joke. I said, why did the chicken cross the road? Keep in mind, I'm 10 years old. And the crowd's all, why? And I said, to check out the chicks. And, you know, 10 years old, I was a genius.
That's great.
He's gonna make it.
He's 31 and he is gonna use that.
Oh, I still love it. See, I wrote one joke when I was a kid, but it's in Spanish, so it never translates ever to you guys. So you
tell
would never
it in Spanish, and if Fluffy laughs, then we'll know it was funny.
Do you remember the Pepito jokes?
Oh, yeah, Pepito.
So I made a Pepito joke, and it was Pepito era un torero.
Pepito was a bullfighter.
Yeah, so he él fue a la, a la, al estadio.
He went to the stadium.
Y se le olvidó su bata.
Forgot his cape.
Y empezó a gritar, oye, alguien tiene algo rojo, necesito algo rojo.
Started screaming, I need something red.
Por favor, alguien. Y nadie.
Please, somebody.
Nadie tenía nada.
Nobody had anything.
Y luego una señora gritó, oye, Pepito.
And then a woman screamed out, yay, Pepito.
Yo tengo esto, si se quita los calzones.
I got these right here, and she takes off her panties.
And she throws
them. Keep the Spanish going. This is working good.
Y empieza el,
I've never translated for a white man.
Y está con el... I'm Mexican, actually, from Mexico City. Yes. But thank you.
Hey, you're the guy that we use at the bank.
Yeah. But thank you.
That was funny right there.
Y empieza con el torero y le dice, ¡Ole! Y todos gritan, ¡Ole! Y el toro para y dice, ¡Ole los tú, güey!
All right, here's a big finish.
I get that. I just don't know how to try. Oh, yeah. The guy's saying ole, ole, ole in Spanish, like it means to smell, like smell.
Yeah.
It sounds like the word smell. And then the bull tells him, well, you smell it. Or, I think that's what
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay. Mexico City, dude, you're. Look at you.
He's impressed.
You're the Canelo of radio.
I love this.
My question was, why didn't you laugh?
He was just trying to be polite and brush aside.
Yeah.
Wait, the fact that was a terrible joke.
10-year-old gamer would have
Oh, good. You were in Magic Mike.
Yes, I was.
Stripper, right?
Hey, man, it could happen. Like, Matthew McConaughey let himself go. Now,
can you tell us anything about Magic Mike Double XL?
Oh, you mean the part two of Magic Mike?
Yeah, that one. That's why it has 2X.
It's the sequel. It's all they're telling me, because they haven't shown me the whole script yet, is that they're taking the show on the road. So they're like, if somebody asks, just let people know they're taking the show on the road. So something tells me it's not going to be shot in Florida like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And word has it that Matthew's probably not going to be involved in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's worth a lot of money.
That whole Oscar thing.
Yeah, that whole Oscar thing. The nerve, right?
Yeah, right.
So, but I've signed on to be in part two. So there's a good chance I'll get naked if the money's right. Why not? I'll whore it out.
I'll take one for the team. Poor
That'd
guy.
That'd be great.
I'm down.
You got some moves? You got stripper moves?
I'm sure I could twerk. I'll find a way to do it.
Yeah.
CGI, people. CGI.
Well, thank you very much, Gabriel Iglesias, for coming in. And don't forget, the Fluffy movie is in theaters July 25th.
And tweet him. What's your Twitter handle?
At Fluffy Guy.
@FluffyGuy. There you go.
There you go.
He usually tweets you back. He's pretty
Gabriel
active.
Gabriel Iglesias, everybody.
Yeah. Hey!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
You voted and helped us decide which teenager we were going to give a big break to.
I'm trying to launch their career.
Yeah, we had a bunch of submissions,
mm-hmm.
and we narrowed it down to 8. And out of those 8 teenagers, we went down to 4.
Yep.
And then things got crazy.
They got nuts.
And we finally crowned our big break winner. And that winner happens to be Madison Applegate, who's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Madison.
Good morning.
Hi.
Madison, you are getting ready to fly into town to spend an entire week here with us, right?
Right, yeah. I'm so, so excited.
By the way, you can see Madison on Kid TV if you go to kidtv.com.
We're Skyping.
We're Skyping with the girl.
Cool.
Yeah, we be Skyping.
You look very animal print today, Madison.
Thank you.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Yeah. Right?
Thank you.
That's my way of complimenting.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good at it. What are you most excited about in the next week?
Oh, man. It looks like it's going to be a jam-packed week. I'm really excited about, furthering my music and really seeing where I can go with that. I think that's going to be really fun because, I've always just been playing in my room or in my house for friends and... So to really be able to work on my music in a more professional setting is going to be really, really cool for me. I'm so excited.
Because part of this is taking a song you've maybe worked on, an original, maybe it's not totally finished, and you're going to like polish it up and actually record it in the recording studio, make a music video with it. So, I mean, I feel like it's probably kind of important which song you choose, right?
Right, yeah, definitely.
Have you ever played for money?
I have never done that, no.
That's what she wants to do.
But I don't know. I mean,
offering her money?
Well, no, I'm just asking. And yeah, possibly. I mean, if you you come out of next week and you're looking pretty good, I could see a little financial reward at the end of the week at a local establishment.
Well, she's a minor. I don't know if she's allowed to even go in your bar. Yeah,
she can go
in
perform.
She can go in her pants.
Perform permit.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Al's trying to book you, Maddie. Mm. That's what he's trying to do.
Trying to get you on the come up.
Yeah.
Madison, you've written 12 songs all on your own that you've completed, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Now, the inspiration behind the songs was a dude you had a crush on?
All 12 songs inspired by one boy.
Boy.
Hey, Taylor Swift.
Not all 12.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just like three of them.
He was an older fella, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And this isn't the guy you're dating now?
No.
So how's your boyfriend now feel about that?
I don't think he minds at all.
He can inspire a new batch of songs exactly. Once he breaks her heart.
When you date an artist, you got to understand that they live life and they write that life down. Mm-hmm. So
but
you can't
good
really
or bad,
get mad about it.
Mostly bad, yeah.
So, Maddie, you have 4 songs that you narrowed down of the 12 that you've written. And out of these 4 songs, you got to present one to Linda Septian next week because you're gonna actually mm-hmm. complete this in studio and make and you know buff it out and all that, right?
Right.
So we're going to take a listen to these 4 songs.
Okay.
And we'll maybe help you decide which one, Maddie.
Okay.
I want to call her Mad.
Mad.
That's cool.
Mad.
What's up, my girl? Mad.
Madden.
Madsy. All right. The first song that you wrote was called Through the Cracks. Here it is.
That you have carved for me. It's empathy that I lack. Being in love is what I wanna be. But let this hold me back. The passion inside is pushing me. This is no way to act. Don't you want me to be happy?
That's Through the Cracks right there.
Alright.
I like that a lot. Just
that's only the first sample.
That's only the first sample.
You just want to go ahead and put in your vote for that one?
No, not yet, because I want to hear the
other three. Yeah.
All right. The next one we have from you, Madison, is Goodbye. That's Goodbye. She went with the spelling on the song. Mm-hmm.
Since that song is not only entertaining.
It's worked for Fergie.
It's educational.
It worked for Gwen Stefani.
It worked for Fabulous.
Now, what was the inspiration behind that one, Madison? Was it when you were leaving the guy?
it was when he left, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, they could have gone either way. You had a 50-50 shot right there.
All right. It's like, I feel like I'm reading your diary listening to your song.
That is what it is, I guess.
Is that how you start writing a song? Do you have a diary that you keep and then you go back and start writing songs because of that?
No, actually. I kind of write songs to say things I wish I could actually say to people, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. It's like going on Twitter and saying whatever you want.
Next time I talk to somebody on the phone, I'm going to say, when our conversation is over, I'm going to say,
That's a sign of a good hook.
I like it. I like it. No, I'm
like
serious.
This one
I like
too.
It.
All right.
The next one is called Accidents Like You.
It's accidents like you leave my heart in distress. Oh, it's accidents like you that make me fall in love.
I think this is a song my mom would have written about me.
You are not an accident. You were a happy mistake.
Oh, no, I was a huge accident.
No, you're not an accident.
Mom,
I've got so much to lose. I don't know how I feel.
Madison, did you write these songs all around the same time?
Yeah.
You did.
Same sad
it was her blue
day.
Period.
Yeah.
That's exactly what launched Taylor Swift's career.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Think about Adele.
Right there, I would have gone
Adele,
with...
Adele, yeah.
I would have gone
Think
with...
about Garfunkel.
A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-S like you. Okay. See, that's what I would have done.
Don't let Al write with you, Madison.
No collaboration.
Yeah. No collaboration needed. All right.
Is that, one just because you met somebody by accident?
Same guy.
Yeah.
That was the first in the series of writing the three, I suppose.
Okay.
And that was kind of towards the end, and I was kind of just, I guess, yeah, that's why I wrote it. I was kind of like, well, I didn't mean for this to happen, but it did.
All right, I feel you on that. Right. We're talking with Madison Applegate. She's mm-hmm. getting her big break from our show, and she's going to fly into town, be here for a week. She's going to go get lessons from the Linda Septian group.
She's mm-hmm. a star in the making.
Star in the making. They're going to teach her how to do Twitter. They're going to teach her.
You don't know how to do Twitter?
Well, you know, we could, social media.
We could have probably taught her that over the phone.
Yeah.
Could have saved a lot of money.
No, but they teach you how to handle yourself on social media. They're going
right.
to. You're going to have ukulele okay. lessons. You're going to have guitar lessons. All that good stuff.
Then we're going to teach you MySpace.
She's also going to record a single that she's written, and we've listened to three of them so far. The fourth one that she's considering is called "Thoughts of You." Same guy, huh?
This was the one she submitted as her original, I believe, right?
Was this? Yeah. This yeah. was in your audition.
And so, see, Madison and I relate. She knew that was the best one. That's why she submitted it for the original. That's why. That's the one I think she should go with.
I like that one, too.
Man, I really like the goodbye one, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the goodbye. G-O-O-D.
Maybe she could do a montage.
Goodbye.
You need backups or what?
Yeah,
Alan, I got you, man.
I got that right there. That's my song right there. What, I might sing karaoke. I might sing. Send me the lyrics to that bad boy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I might sing it in K A R.
All right, that's enough.
K-A-O.
Get it. You can spell.
K A O. No.
Al, you have a song coming up.
Al can't spell
in the show today. It's fine.
Yeah, you'll get your big break later.
All right.
Madison, which one are you leaning towards?
I'm going to go with probably Thoughts of You.
Yep.
That's definitely one of my favorite ones. But I also love Goodbye and Accents Like You and Through the Cracks. I think those are definitely my favorite
songs. Toss-up between those four. Yeah.
She's not giving away any details here.
Right,
okay, I see how you're working, Madison.
All right.
Madison, if we want to keep up with you, where can we go?
You can go on my Twitter, which is at Maddie Applegate now, which is MaddieApplegate. My Instagram is at Maddie Apple, MaddieApple. And I now have a page on Facebook for my music, which is just Madison Apple.
Perfect.
You can find me there.
And, you know, we're having a little contest. I just stumbled across, you know, we have a fabulous website called Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking people to help design, like, her album cover and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's fun if you want to go mm-hmm. check that out.
Yeah, so follow Madison through her nice little journey here that she's about to take in the next week. We'll see you next week, Madison, okay?
Thank you. So excited. You,
thank
okay,
you.
Madison. G-O-O-D-B-Y-E.
That was awkward.
Are you working at Marshall's today?
No, worked yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure.
Cool.
Those days are numbered.
Make sure you got the week off, okay?
Yeah. Got our hours in.
Yeah.
Go get that paycheck, girl.
All right, Madison. We'll see you next week.
Bye, Madison.
That's Madison Applegate, our big break winner.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Al, you're not one to be called an amazing singer.
No.
No, not at all.
Yet you like to sing.
I love to sing.
You take over karaoke like a champion.
Mediocre would be a strong word, right?
Yeah, at best.
And you try.
At best.
Cool.
I ain't ashamed. You know, I've loved karaoke for a long time.
But you also take over the radio waves with your songs. We've had you sing in the past. You've heard this song.
Quit fighting my flip-flop.
Al's hit single.
Techno.
Quit fighting my flip-flop. Quit fighting my flip-flop.
People love this song.
It was one of my more proud moments, I guess I should say. I should say.
Everyone thinks that you're so cute. You ate the soles right out of my shoes. I paid damn good money for you.
This is dubstep, yeah.
Damn you, Curtis. Quit biting my flip-flop. Come back here. Quit biting my flip-flop.
Oh, look at Kid TV. He got Curtis's picture up there. That song came from, well, two reasons. We were trying to... I think the name of the bit was Hot Hooks.
Hot Hooks Challenge.
It's not that easy to make a catchy summer jam.
Yeah, and so But mine came from a true story because my dog, Curtis, who I got like 8 months ago, he's about 10 months now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I finally got him house trained, so he's cool. You know, I let him out of the crate every once in a while now. So, but he loves my flip-flops.
He loves a lot of things.
He loves a lot of things. He's a nibbler and a chewer and a biter. I have this wooden dining room table that's an old rustic piece, and unfortunately, because when he nibbles on it, you can't really tell that it's been nibbled on.
Okay.
But like up under the table, it's just like sawdust because he nibbles on
his own. He's a puppy. And against Kelly's wise advice, she told him, Al, don't get a puppy.
Wait till you have a house again.
Well, I mean, he's 35. Yard. He's 30, between 30 and 35 pounds. And he's not a huge dog.
And growing.
And not a huge dog. But he's trainable. He's a smart dog. So anyway.
How much money has he destroyed in property, would you say? Because I know the like $500 glasses.
A couple of
shoes, wires in the truck.
A couple. Yeah. Oh, God.
The truck. Yeah,
I don't even know.
That was the best one, the truck.
Yeah, he chewed the wires up under the seat of my truck to control the power
broke
seat.
Broke your truck.
And navigation, all that.
He broke your truck.
He broke my truck. And that's
the
next
thing. But he looks so good driving around in that old convertible.
So anyway, Curtis is like I said, he is trainable, but he chews a lot. He chews anything he can. And Kelly,
why don't you call him Chewbacca and stuff?
Yeah, you have a new song. You're about to debut another new song about Curtis, and we don't know.
That's what we're getting at.
Okay.
And because last week I did do the Chew on My Flip Flop song.
Yeah.
And
that was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Go ahead and say last week.
Feels like
that. Time flies by as you get older. Yeah.
I'm standing still.
You know, last week when I turned 28, man. Yeah.
But anyway,
such a good time.
Answer your question. He's chewed up glasses. He's chewed up wires. He's chewed up alarm clocks. He's chewed up pants. He's a chewer. He even humped the stuffing out of his stuffed animal toy.
Right.
And
to death.
And, yeah, he killed it.
Yeah.
Literally. Stuffing all over the floor.
Yeah, he's sadistic.
And then he somehow, I guess they got in some type of argument after it was done.
The dog?
The dog and the stuffed animal. And he threw it over the balcony.
Like, oh, murderous.
I think he killed her.
It was
and then
just
he
violent.
Had to dispose of the remains.
It was violent. Yeah, no carcass to be found. So, anyway, after taking a nap the other day.
This is the longest intro to a song ever.
After taking a nap the other day, I found out what else he had destroyed. Something very near and very dear to my heart, but I'll let you hear it in the song.
You went with the same beat.
I'm so proud of him.
What did we predict yesterday?
Kept that original, huh?
Is this a parody of his song?
Sorry.
To stop your holler. No big deal, it was just $10. Dead at night, I left you out. Got you a tar and you hooked stubborn out. Quit biting my flip flop.
You did.
Quit biting my flip flop.
That's my boy.
Quit biting my flip flop.
I'm so proud of you.
Quit biting my flip flop.
Thank you, buddy.
So proud you stopped all the biting.
Oh,
now we can quit all our fighting. No more crates, I'm leaving you out.
Wait a minute, dude. You destroyed my car.
Oh my God.
Quit biting my flip flop.
Ow.
Quit biting my flip flop. Quit biting my flip flop.
Get rid of that dog.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Quit biting my flip flop. Go back to the flip flop. Just throw it on the
balcony
like you did a little stuffed animal after you humped the stuffing out of it.
Quit biting my flip flop.
Damn you, Curtis.
Quit biting my flip flop.
Come back here.
Quit biting my flip flop.
Curtis.
Okay,
stand up. Quit biting
my flip-flop.
Lay down. Don't you pee over there. Not on my couch.
You can go to kidnation.com to see the pictures.
Where's my cell phone?
So I swear I'm going to sell you. I'm going to sell your ass.
Al, Mac, we told you. Kelly told you.
I'm not.
Jenna told you.
So tell me.
I told you.
A house with a yard.
The dog is bored out of his mind.
I was at home.
He stopped going to the bathroom. He stopped eating your flip flop, and he destroyed your $5,000 couch.
To what end?
Who are you trying to prove something to now? I was at home. It's not even like he was waiting on me to leave. I was at home taking a quick little nap.
Oh my god, cat nap.
Because I'm not going to take a dog nap.
You can't keep this dog. Unless you move into a house, you cannot keep this dog.
And your couch was $5,000.
I bought the couch a few years back.
That's a car.
Is it the pee couch?
Yeah.
It's done now. He probably still smelled the pee.
That's what he wanted.
And he was attacking it.
He was mad.
He's like, who peed in my territory?
He was marking his territory.
So he ripped the cushions, everything?
Just cushion.
Ow. Like, you got to make a change.
It's like a duck came to my house, or a few ducks.
Yeah.
And just plucked each other.
Next week on the show, win Curtis the dog.
Yeah. I'm serious. Ow. What are you doing?
Why not, right? Let's give that big giveaway next week.
Can't.
Curtis the dog.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't have a couch.
This is what's hard. He's had him long enough now that then I think he's a bad person for giving him away.
Yeah.
I know.
No, he's not a bad person. Sometimes you make a bad decision.
I'm not going to give him away.
Sometimes you're not proving anything to anybody.
What I don't understand
you can get rid of a pet and it doesn't make you a bad person if it's in the best interest of the pet.
Fine. But what I don't understand is like Al has enough money to buy a $5,000 couch. I don't. And I board my dog Maximus with these long days we have. I board him so he gets to play and he's tired. I have offered you boarding with my dog. And why don't you do it?
I mean, he could sit right there.
What's he need to destroy next?
He's not sitting right there. He's bored.
He needs to go. My dog is a fat, lazy 10-year-old pug and doesn't even tear stuff up if I left him at home.
I have a doggy place where they don't even kennel him. They let him all, big dogs together in rooms. They play, they fight, you know, they tumble, they play. She takes them out. She lets them play. They get activity.
I hope you're listening to this, Curtis. I left the radio on this morning so you could hear this conversation.
No, Curtis,
I hope you hear this.
No, Curtis is going.
This isn't for Curtis.
Gotcha.
It's not Curtis's fault.
Curtis was to go hang out at Barking Hound Village Doggy Daycare with Maximus. And he'd be tired, and you'd pick him up, and he'd be tired.
Oh, he was tired after he towed my couch. He was exhausted.
Well, guess what?
I know
$15 a day or $5,000 a month. What do you want?
Get what you get.
We can't make up for the $5,000 couch, Al, but we have a surprise for you.
Okay.
I'm so sorry your dog ate your couch.
What's the surprise?
But it's your fault.
This is going to make him feel better, though?
What's the surprise?
Oh, will this make Big Al Mac feel
Someone's
better?
In the hallway taking photos of something.
What's the surprise? What's the surprise?
Everybody quiet down.
What's the surprise?
Big Al Mac?
Yeah.
Our friends over at Pizza Hut, they heard you talking about Blake Shelton on the show.
Uh-huh.
Blake's doing some commercials for Pizza Hut right now.
So Blake Shelton's here?
So they have a big surprise for you.
I look terrible right now.
Blake Shelton is in town this weekend. He actually arrived already. He's doing his show tomorrow.
He's doing a show in Austin tonight.
What does this have to do with Curtis?
This is a surprise to make him feel better.
Okay, so what?
We've been trying to get you backstage, but that's been tough.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so they're giving you a free pizza?
They couldn't get us backstage because you're not a hot chick.
No.
But they did bring you Blake Shelton himself.
No.
Cardboard. You got a cardboard cutout of Blake Shelton, Big Al Mac.
Oh, okay.
There's that.
Maybe that makes you feel better.
All right. Okay, bring it on over
Maybe
here.
Maybe it'd be easier to go the other way.
Yeah.
Come on over
here. That's Blake Shelton.
Dad, come on.
Well, Big Al Mac, I'm Blake Shelton. Blake.
Oh, Blake, what's up, dog?
So that's cool. Yeah, we couldn't get him to come in.
It's almost
just like he's here.
Did they bring pizza with it?
No, of course Kelly would say that.
Awesome. Yes, they did.
His cardboard cutout.
The backyard barbecue pizza?
9:15.
Oh, they are bringing pizza.
Awesome.
9:15 Central.
I wouldn't have gotten
breakfast for everybody if I knew that.
His cardboard cutout is way shorter than me, but I think he's actually a pretty tall.
He's sitting down now on a stool.
Okay.
So you can make it look like he's sitting next to you.
Al, you know what? You should take that home and let Curtis chew it up.
That would cause him to get rid of the dog finally.
My God.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.